Hi, I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie V47, from the Ranger Command Power Hour and the Starfleet Escape Podcast. You're listening to another great Four-Eyed Radio product. For more shows, check out foureyedradio.com. It's Morphin time! Today on Ranger Command Power Hour. 5 seconds for room noise. Okay, that should be good.
Alrighty.
Of course, right when you said room noise, like a loud plane just flew by. I hope that wasn't picked up. I don't think it was, though. I didn't see it on any of the recordings. I think we're good. It was loud enough for me to hear it, but not loud enough for the recording. Pretty sure. There
you
go.
You know what was hilarious was when I did do the editing for the last episode, when your cat was purring. I heard the purr. That was literally like the cutest thing ever. It was adorable.
She was like, I thought I shut the door, and I guess I didn't shut it all the way because I just heard like a little pop, and then she came in, jumped on my lap, and like settled down and started purring, and I'm like, this is so cute. I can't make you go. Like, I couldn't.
She's like, I know you're busy, but I'm here now. Pay attention to me.
Basically.
It was great.
That won't happen again, though. I got the door shut. She's doing God knows what.
I mean, so. I don't mind. It's freaking adorable. Like, I just thought it was super cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good to know. But no, there won't be any purring this time.
And now on Ranger Command Power Hour.
Ay, 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 ay! It's the Ranger Command Power Hour!
Today on the Power Hour, episode 184, Rangers Talk, Fan First Fridays, and News, recorded on my birthday, July 2nd, 2021. Welcome to the Ranger Command Power Hour on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. Summer Ranger up with your host. I'm Eric, also known as Trekkie B47.
I'm AP, also known as Secret Ranger Fan.
And I'm Zach, also known as Hollywood.
This episode is brought to you by our patrons on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/RangerCommandPH to learn more about supporting Ranger Command Power Hour. Thanks to our $5 and above patrons, Chris P, Steve F, Ethan S, AJW, Eric D, Jacob P, Steve M, Tyler B, Tyler D, Tyler W, Jason O, Liz M, Craig M, Mason M, Kevin R, Hassan A, Bo H, Raheem Y, Leland D, Josh P, Derek G, and Teresa B for supporting us this month. Remember, you can find all of our links to everything Ranger Command Power Hour at linktr.ee/RangerCommandPH, as well as our Amazon affiliate link at amazon.com/shop/RangerCommandPH. Hello, hello,
happy
hello.
Happy birthday, Eric!
I thought I was just hearing the Micro Machines guy. Sorry, but happy birthday, Eric.
Hey, thanks. So, yeah, we're recording this on July 2nd. This episode will actually release on the 17th. So, Future Me has already released our Ranger Nation Spotlight with Callum from Lightning Collective Podcast. And then you can catch his episode with me guest hosting on his episode talking about the best episodes or the most essential episodes of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 1, and we'll have links to that in the show notes. But past me and current me and right now me, and we're all talking about the Fan First Friday that dropped on my birthday, which I was like, when they first announced it, I'm like, oh, this is like the best gift I could receive. We're going to talk about that. But we do have some other news that we haven't talked about since the past couple episodes. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we're going to talk about everything that was revealed on the July 2nd Fan First Friday and stuff that's upcoming for Power Rangers.
All right.
So first off, the Power Morphicon weekend was June 19th, and they actually did a tease for some new news that dropped that weekend. We got our first clip of episode 12 for Power Rangers Dino Fury, and that title for that episode is called Super Hotshot. We do not know a release date. It was just teased as coming soon. You know, I asked my Hasbro contact and they just said that it was coming soon. They couldn't give me any details or there's no announcement of that. Who knows? At the time of the release of this episode, we might already know that. But basically, the description for that is Izzy is convinced a new coach is going to take her athletics to the next level. Her training aspirations are put to the test when she discovers the coach's true motivations. So, Izzy focus episode.
It sounds like a mystery too.
And still no Gold Ranger.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we actually have an extra episode coming at the end of this month. We're going to be reviewing Dino Fury episodes 9 through 11, and we'll talk more about no Gold Ranger yet. But I'm actually glad that, especially in 9 through 11, we're still getting focus episodes for each of the Rangers. And this next one is another focus on Izzy. So yeah. I'm actually glad that they're taking the time to still develop these characters before we add someone else to the team.
Oh, no, definitely. That's probably one of my favorite things about this season, is we're actually getting to know the characters as like people instead of as plot devices.
Yeah, it feels good.
Yeah.
Feels good. But also during that announcement, this was the announcement for the Lightning Collection 2-pack for the Zio Cogs. They teased this earlier in June at the past Fan First Friday, which is hilarious because the Fan First Friday in June was when I was on vacation for my dad's birthday. And then this Fan First Friday was on my birthday and another vacation that I wanted. It was just funny, the timing of that. I didn't plan that at all. But yeah, the Lightning Collection Zio Cog 2-pack. This features the Cog spear weapon accessories, extra heads with the open blaster faces, blast effect piece, and extra pair of hands. And I think this pack is amazing because not only does it contain the silver cog, but also kind of that burgundy type of cog. So you get both cogs in a single 2-pack with all the accessories that you could want for this. It looks like a super great army builder. I think the silver one looks amazing. It's got this printed pattern on it to replicate that shiny spandex of those costumes. I think it looks absolutely fantastic.
I really like the look of the cog heads, actually, especially the opened one.
So much detail.
Yeah. It looks so cool. Like, I'm not even a Zio fan, and I gotta admit, these things are really, really neat looking.
I always liked the cogs as foot soldiers, so this 2-pack is a definite want for me because, I mean, come on, the cogs are cool.
I pre-ordered 2 sets of these, at least. I don't think I'm going to go any more than that. I may get another one. It depends, but the retail price on this is $41.99, a little bit more than, I think, the Putty 2-pack that they had. It says available on October 1st, but these dates are always moving and changing, but you can order those exclusively through Hasbro Pulse. Next up, Reebok debuts 90s-inspired Power Rangers collection. So by the time you hear this, these went on sale June 29th. By the time you hear this, I'm pretty sure this is all sold out. I know shoe collectors go nuts for this kind of stuff. So what we're going to describe and what's on our website is probably out of date at this point, or you're going to have to find them on the aftermarket. But I think they're pretty cool, actually. So this is a full collection, not only for adult sneakers, but there are some kid versions of these as well.
Oh, I just want to mention, as of right now, there are still like a bunch in stock if you order directly from Reebok.
Okay.
Some of the sizes are apparently running low because when you click on it, it says like low stock, only 2 left, etc. But a lot of the sizes, at least for the blue one, are still pretty widely available.
Yeah, I was looking at that earlier today, and sadly, they don't have the blue in my size. Otherwise, I would have debated getting a pair because these are
awesome.
Neat. These are very neat. Like, this is a cool mashup. Yeah. The styles of the different sneakers all look really cool. And knowing that they come in adult sizes is nice because it's like, oh man, that's, you know, you have a favorite Ranger, you can pick the style of shoe you want. Or if you're a completionist with very deep pockets, you can buy them all.
Yeah.
And if you buy them all, you can form the Megazord with the boxes.
That to me is hysterical.
That is awesome. I think it's like people always throw out shoe boxes, or at least I do for the for the most part. Some of them I do keep depending on the type of shoe, but this actually has like a good use for shoe boxes. Like it makes them part of the product.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome. I think these look amazing. There's the Zig Kinetica 2 Red Ranger, which is $140, which is also available for grade school and preschool sizes. The Nano X1 Black Ranger for $150, available in adult sizing. The Club C Legacy Blue Ranger for $120, available in adult grade school and preschool. The Freestyle High Pink Ranger for $120, available in women's grade school and preschool sizing. The Club C Yellow Ranger for adult sizing. And then the Question Mid Megazord, which is awesome. And they showed it off on Fan First Friday, but there are so many small details that are packed into these shoes. Friend of the show, Este, on his YouTube channel, unboxed the, he got it super early from a retailer in the UK. He unboxed the Megazord shoes, and I watched his video. These shoes are packed with references and details, and they even showed off on the stream, like the Pink Ranger shoes, the lacing, well, it's like Velcro, but the Velcro is green because she dated Tommy, and there's like a little broken heart symbol inside the tongue of the shoe. Like all these little like small detail references to the show.
That reminds me, one of my favorite things that they said on the Fan First Friday, there's like hidden messages in like all of them.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Even on the boxes, in the shoes, the one, I think the Megazord shoe has like hidden messages underneath the like sole, or not the sole, but the insole. There's like a hidden message underneath of that. And that's just the details on these. It's fantastic.
One of the other really cool things I wanted to mention is that the Yellow Ranger shoe features like a double wing logo on the back of the tongue as a tribute to Thuy Trang, the actress.
I think that's a really nice touch.
That's amazing. Yeah. The level of detail is incredible. And we have the full gallery of all these shoes, high-res images on our site. And you can see all the little details, the coloring, how it references individual Zord designs and incorporates the Zord style into these shoes, the coins on them, all the detail. The Megazord shoe, it's perfect because it's got like, you know, right foot, left foot with the right combination. All the little design aesthetics are in here. And I remember the last episode we talked about those like loot crate jerseys and how off aesthetic wise they are. Mm-hmm. This is like the opposite of that.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Reebok packed so much detail and every Zord's like personality and small details into these shoes. I wish I had the money and I wish I had a smaller foot size to get some of these.
Yeah.
If I was like a hardcore shoe collector, I would be all over these. Personally, I would be happy to wear any one of these shoes because I think they look amazing, but you know, it's not for me or for my wallet right now, but I can really appreciate the look of these. And if I see someone wearing these at like Power Morphicon or Ranger Stop, you know, I'm going to be like, yo, nice kicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or whatever the cool kids say.
I was so tempted. Like, I do not need another pair of sneakers, but like, I was so tempted to buy one of the more, I don't want to say regular looking ones, but one of the ones that was more subtle, like a more subtle design, like the blue or the red or the black ones.
Yeah.
But then I also saw the price and I realized you're paying for like a premium.
Yeah.
Premium product tie-in, and it's just outside of my comfort zone right now for a pair of sneakers.
Definitely for the sneakerheads, the collectors.
Yeah.
The guys who go to like the trade shows and are like, yo, I got these retail, they were, you know, $140, but now on the aftermarket you're paying $500 for them, and it's like nah, I can't.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's pretty reasonable. If I did need a pair of sneakers right now, I would buy them. But like $150 when I don't actually need sneakers right now is like, you know.
Yeah. And the Blue Ranger is calling me so much right now.
Oh, yeah.
Do it, Eric. Treat yourself. They're in stock on Reebok.com. If they still have your size, they're in stock for
me. They didn't have my size earlier, so I was sad.
What's your size? I'm on there right now. I'll just check.
I wear a size 13.
They only have up to 11 and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like 12 and a half.
Okay.
I think the one I saw in stock in my size was like, I think the Megazord one and maybe the Black Ranger.
See, I'd be fine with the Megazord one too. I know that's a little bit more
it's like
in
a
your face design.
Basketball shoe.
Yeah.
They have your size in the red one though.
They do?
They have up to a 12 and a half. Yeah. Or no. No, wait. Oh, but that's a women's 12 and a half. Never mind. I was looking at I was looking at the wrong letter. All right.
Yeah. So even if I wanted these, it's out of my shoe range. So
they do
I'm
have the
fine
black one,
with
though.
That.
The black one is in stock on your size. Like definitely.
Yeah. Oh, man. So I'm led to believe that at one point they were all
they probably
in
them.
Our size, yeah. But people who are fans who have our size feet for shoes bought them all, so now it's like now if you got smaller shoe size then you're in luck, but if you wear a big shoe not so much.
I'm definitely not going to have any FOMO when it comes to this.
Yeah.
I'll be fine. They're really cool. I can appreciate the design. I am a fan of obviously I love graphic design. I love graphics, and I think Reebok design team did everything right with this, and it was cool to see more of those additional details featured at Fan First Friday. Next up, we have a comics preview for Solicitations upcoming in September of 2021. And we have Mighty Morphin 11, which goes on sale September 8th. As the Power Rangers and their new allies, the Eltarian Guardians, prepare to rescue Candace from Lord Zedd, elements of Zordon's past begin to collide with the present. Will old loyalties and rivalries lead Zordon and in turn the Power Rangers into ruin? Or will they be able to right the wrongs of the past and save Earth in the process? So really cool cover with Candace, also Zella in the comics, in the bronze armor that Zordon used to have back in the past. And then Power Rangers number 11 on sale the following week on September 15th. Will the Omega Rangers be able to enlist the last emissary to help defeat the Imperials? The Omega Rangers attempt to question the enigmatic yellow emissary who may know the secret of the Imperial's undoing. But even if they can convince the yellow emissary to help, it may be too late if Draken isn't on the same page. The fate of the Omega Rangers and the yellow emissary hang in the balance as they all fight for their lives. And this is pretty cool to see the yellow emissary because the blue one got killed in Necessary Evil arc, and the red one was destroyed in the last cover because they did like a series of covers that basically told like a mini story, and he was killed in that panel, and it was referenced at the beginning of this new series. So we are always kind of like, well, what happened with the yellow emissary? And now we're diving into that. So some pretty cool issues coming up, but also there is an advanced solicitation for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Necessary Evil 1 Deluxe Hardcover Edition. So if you are collecting the deluxe edition hardcovers, these were first mentioned during the Kickstarter that they had a number of months ago. This collects Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 40 through 47 and Saban's Go-Go Power Rangers 21 through 28. And it will include a brand new 15-page story exclusive to this collection by Frank Gogol, who just wrote Power Rangers Unlimited Edge of Darkness and drawn by Giuseppe Cafaro, who did Soul of the Dragon. So that is exciting for Frank. I've been collecting all of the hardcovers, so I'm excited for this next release because I do think the hardcover editions are very nice. So I'm super excited for that. That goes on sale November 3rd.
You don't see that link in the chat?
Okay, it just came up. It wasn't there before.
Okay. Sorry, I was going to resend it.
Oh, so that's through Foot Locker?
Yeah, they have them in stock. And they also have the red ones in stock up to a 12 and the blue ones in stock up to a 12 on Zappos.
All right. Well, I'll have to look at that later. Stop trying to get me to buy these shoes.
I want somebody I know to buy the shoes.
I don't know. Okay. And then one more advanced solicit, speaking of Edge of Darkness, Power Rangers Unlimited Edge of Darkness soft cover. So this collects both Unlimited issues, Heir to Darkness 1 and Edge of Darkness 1 by L.L. McKinney and Frank Gogol, respectively, both drawn by Simone Regazzoni. So this collects that. I'm sure it's going to have a very nice cover gallery of all of the variants. And that goes on sale November 17th. So lots of great ways to collect the comics. And speaking of Edge of Darkness, not only did we have the first look of it, thank you to Boom Studios for giving us that, but as well, we have a spoiler-free review that I did with all the cover pages and preview pages. But our last extra episode, extra episode 76, for the extra episode for June, I actually got to interview and have an amazing chat with writer Frank Gogol. It's almost an hour long. We do a really deep dive into the issue itself, so it's full of spoilers, and very thankful to Frank for taking the time to interview with us. So check that out after you read Power Rangers Unlimited, Edge of Darkness. All right, this is the main event. Fan First Friday for us just aired a couple hours ago, and there was a ton of news and new things to share, and all of this is up for pre-order now through Hasbro Pulse, and there was some teases to some new information and some new news. The Fan First Friday consisted of Emily from Brand Marketing. She's been on the past few Fan First Fridays. I think she does an amazing job hosting these, and she brings such a passionate energy to all of these Fan First Fridays. I think she does an amazing
job. She's my favorite person on like all of these Power Ranger Hasbro videos.
Yeah. And her wall was looking awesome.
Her background. I am jealous of her spread because holy cow.
I'm sorry. I started dying when she said she has jars of hands.
That was hilarious.
It was like just like the right amount of like, it was a little weird, but like hilarious. And I was like, oh my God, this is like, I was like dying laughing, but all right.
Well, when they were cracking all the eye jokes for Eye Guy, and John Warden threw in some dad jokes, and she's like, oh, that's such a dad joke. And he's like, well, I'm a dad, so... No, they're great. So we had Emily from Brand Marketing, John Warden, Product Design, and we had a new face with Irwin, who is doing the franchise marketing. For Irwin's first time, I think he did an amazing job. Yeah. I didn't know if he was in like a Hasbro satellite office or what, but his background was kicking with the nice gaming chair, the nice padded bench in the back with the wall with the little display alcoves. I'm like, man, that's some great design there.
Yep.
Shout out to Irwin because John commented on his silver headphones because they were talking about the Gold Ranger, gold and silver. Irwin straight up mentioned Titanium Ranger and Lightspeed Rescue.
I was like,
by name.
I was hoping that was a hint and it wasn't. I was a little disappointed, but I still love the shout out. Just all the Lightspeed love.
I'm hoping that was a hint. A subtle hint for something in the future.
I know. I'm holding on to a little bit of hope there.
And he did say, oh yeah, Titanium Ranger's like my favorite Sixth Ranger. And they said, hey, Chant, what's your favorite Sixth Ranger? I didn't see the replies because I turn off that toxic cesspool immediately.
Oh, yeah.
But no, if that was a tease for Titanium, if that was a tease for Lightspeed, or if that was a tease for more Sixth Rangers in the Lightning Collection, I'm here for all of it. But yeah, like you said, AP, even if that wasn't a tease, props to him for even mentioning Lightspeed Rescue, because I'm like, that season needs more love. So apparently Old Navy is going to be selling t-shirts, and Irwin was wearing this new design, which you can actually find right now at Old Navy, and they have one of my sizes. So I don't know. I'm going to have to check this out, but I know Old Navy, they always kind of run a little smaller, but it's a cool classic Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Obviously, the big logo and kind of like a sketchy format, and the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers against a kind of space nebula backdrop. It's a cool shirt.
Old Navy has a lot of cool, like retro graphic tees like that. Kind of excited to see them adding a new one in the Power Rangers fandom.
Yeah, absolutely. And John was rocking the Megazord diagram shirt that was actually available at one point from Loot Crate. I have that shirt. So I was like, dude, you're rocking that shirt, because I've got that shirt too. And it's one of my favorites. So
speaking of shirts, though, I don't know if this was ever, I just want to, while we're on the topic, something I've noticed, I don't know if it was ever officially announced, but there are a lot of really cool Power Ranger shirts available from Target. It's through, it's through like a third party partner, but still, you can buy them on like the Target app or Target.com. A lot of really cool Power Ranger shirts there, and a lot of them are on sale right now.
Nice. And your mileage may vary when this episode comes out.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, they are some of the coolest designs I've ever seen. They have this really neat, like retro looking, I can't tell if it's 80s or 90s, but this design they've got going on with like all the different Rangers. They have a Red Ranger one, Blue Ranger one, Black Ranger one, all in this like kind of 80s, 90s, like retro pop design. It's nice. So cool. And then they have some of the Mighty Morphin helmets in like roughly that same style available. And that's really neat looking.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm going to have to check those out. That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Another thing that Irwin mentioned was when Power Rangers Dino Fury came out to Netflix with the new episodes, he mentioned that Dino Fury was actually trending on Netflix, and the day of release, it reached their top 10 shows in the app. So that's amazing. And I don't know if that was, you know, most of Ranger Nation going, oh my God, I need those new episodes, or, you know, if people were generally into it. But I mean, to break through to trending on Netflix, that has to be significant, right?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm happy that Power Rangers is finding some success in Netflix. Again, we don't know what's going on with episode 12. I thought today when they did the Fan First Friday, oh, well, if they're doing brand and Dino Fury news, maybe we'll get an announcement, but we didn't. I'm hopeful more for Power Month. I think we're going to get some kind of announcement there for Dino Fury.
I hope so.
One of the releases that they tease, and I didn't even expect this, Jada Toys. They've previously done a Red Ranger and Green Ranger, like the little small metallic figure with a car that's designed based on the Rangers. And this was the newest release with the White Ranger 2002 Honda NSX Type R Japan spec. This was with the White Ranger metal figure. I think he said 2 3/4 size. So a little larger than the other minifigures that they put out in that one big pack. It's not for me, but I'm glad to see that they're continuing that line. I've seen the red and green in person, I think at Meijer or something. Like, they're cool. I can see the appeal of it for like people who collect diecast, like scale cars. It's actually kind of a classy design.
I mean, if I was into cars,
yeah, I'm not really a car guy either. So, I mean, it's I do like the deco on it. I like the Tiger Coin symbol on the doors. Looks really nice. But other than that, not really my thing.
Yeah. Moving on to games, Legacy Wars, Dragon Armor Trini is making the jump from Battle for the Grid to Legacy Wars. She will be a legendary attacker with the moves Strike, Hack and Slash, a breaker move called Mega Launch, a strike move called Jet Rush, another breaker called Heavyweight. The super is called Havoc Laser, and the assist is the Double Beam. So Power Rangers Legacy Wars still going strong, still releasing monthly characters and new characters. So if you're playing the game, we still have some spots open in our Ranger Command team group. So please request to join us. We had a couple people join last month, and good to see that that game is continuing to be active from Enway Games. And this is a surprise.
Yeah.
So two new events that are coming in the future. We're going to have Power Month for the whole month of August. Obviously, August 28th is Power Rangers Day, and that's at the end of the month. But for Power Rangers, Power Month is truly going to be Power Month. They're literally going to start August 1st. Emily said that there will be new products announced every week of August. Each week will have a different theme. They didn't announce any of the themes. We don't know what's going on with that. I don't know if it's going to be like product theme, like, oh, this is figure week, or this is comic week, or this is video game week, or if it's going to be more of like, oh, it's Red Ranger week, or, you know, whatever they're going to do for that. They not so subtly teased that the Ecliptor and Astronema 2-pack are going to be announced. They threw some shade like, oh, no one knows about this
John's line about, and I'm sure this will be something no one's ever seen before. That made me laugh.
Yeah. So they know.
Oh, yeah.
They know that these things happen. But I think if you're an Astronema fan, if you're an In Space fan, they mentioned In Space and their love for In Space many times through this Fan First Friday. So I'm excited for a product reveal every week. My wallet is going to be cursing me until the end of time. But I'm excited. And I don't know if we're going to get like a Fan First Friday every week, because that's going to kill me. But it should be a pretty exciting month, actually.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what they have in store.
And that's not all, because there's also going to be, later this fall, Hasbro PulseCon returns for 2021. Last year, they had PulseCon towards the end of the year as a way to announce products and kind of have a mini convention without having a convention because of the global pandemic. So, yeah, we're getting a return to Hasbro PulseCon. Conventions are still on shaky grounds right now, but these digital events seem to go very well. So when we know more for dates, you can check out our site. We'll have all the details as they become available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, going into product releases, this is actually a re-release. The Power Rangers Lightning Collection Mighty Morphin Dragon Dagger is back. Due to the popularity of the first release of this, they are doing a second run. This is available for pre-order on Hasbro Pulse and will release on November 1st. At the time of release of this episode, Hasbro Pulse does say to pre-order it by July 23rd. So when we release this on the 17th, you'll only have a few more days to pre-order this if you missed it the first time. I have one of these. I think it's pretty cool. There's some pros and cons versus the original Legacy Collection Dragon Dagger that Bandai put out. This does not have die-cast in the blade like the Legacy version does, but the blade does have this glowing effect that kind of replicates when the Green Ranger charged the Dragon Dagger for different attacks. It comes with a cool stand, which the Legacy version never came with a stand. And what I love about this one is you can actually play the individual notes and unlock the flute calls.
That's what I was about to mention.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite. I don't have one of these, but that's probably my favorite feature on it, is that you can actually play it like a flute.
Through your helmet, which is physically impossible. So if you missed the first release and are kicking yourself, now's the time to get that release. Now, this is a real throwback for me because I had one of these as a kid. Tiger Electronics is re-releasing the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers handheld game. This is coming out on August 1st, and this is the classic handheld LCD screen fighting beat 'em up with the Power Rangers. Super old school. They have some neat packaging for this. I'm not going to pick it up, but I fondly remember having one of these.
It's definitely a fun nostalgic throwback for sure.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
This is a total throwback. I love that they replicated the art for this, not only on the packaging, the old school artwork, but also on the handheld game itself. It even says like from the vault. I love it. I think it's a neat nostalgia throwback. So if you're into these old school games, definitely check that out. Now, the big news.
The best part.
They announced full Wave 10, and the codes leaked before. We kind of knew what was coming, but to see these in person with the packaging, with all that stuff, it's awesome. We've got Riley, Dino Charge Green. I'm glad they're continuing the Dino Charge line. It's another team that they can be close to finishing if they want to. I love that this has a special hand, like his pointing hand. And they specifically mentioned that they created that to replicate his morph pose from the show. And I think that's a really neat detail.
Yeah,
it is. The head sculpt is amazing too.
Yeah, if you look on Hasbro Pulse, they've got his actual like unmorphed head shot. It looks awesome. The packaging shot, it looks off, but again, I find that when you see these in person and it's not like a product photo, it actually looks really good in person. Yeah.
Some of these head sculpts, like especially this, a lot of the Dino Charge ones, actually, all of the Dino Charge ones so far, they pretty much knocked them all out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
The Ivan one's a little eh, but other than that, like the rest of them, right, they're perfect.
I cannot wait for them to do Shelby or Coda. Like those are the two main ones that they still need to release.
I mean, I hate to say it, they're never going to do a Kendall, a purple one, but I hope they do.
I hope they do, right?
Yeah.
She was such a huge part of that team.
She was.
They have to.
They need to.
What would be cool for her release?
Ooh, a two-pack
is
with
if
Sledge.
They did a two-pack.
A two-pack with Sledge.
I wasn't even thinking of a villain. A two-pack with the male, like Albert.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah. The purple power pack.
Purple power pack. There you go.
What if they threw in RJ from Jungle Fury, too?
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
We gotta get the one figure first.
I would absolutely love to see a pack with both the male and female forms, Albert and Kendall. I think that'd be amazing.
It would be. But back to the actual releases.
Yes. The most anticipated and totally ties in with the comic, the Phantom Ranger. This was teased at the last Fan First Fridays ago. It's hard to keep track of all this stuff, but they teased the Turbo Navigator, which with Legacy Wars, that's Phantom Ranger's blaster. And it also, as John said, it is a callback to his original action figure having that accessory. The Phantom Ranger, I think, looks amazing. They did some really impressive detail in the sculpting to replicate the folds. It looks great. He even has an effect piece that attaches to his power ruby to replicate the blast that he can do from the ruby.
This figure looks so good. Everything about it is perfect. I definitely want to get this one for sure.
It also, there's a note that they made during Fan First Friday where they mentioned that it's kind of got like a little bit of a heft to it.
Yes.
But the armor doesn't inhibit the articulation.
Yeah.
It's a very smooth but like solid figure, and you can see that when you look at it.
I was actually looking at the pictures for this, and one of the things I noticed is that I didn't see any pins for the feet. or the knees. So I think this must be using their new pinless technology that they were talking about with their Fortnite figures, because I do not see any joint pins in this figure. And this looks incredible.
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, AP, when John was holding it and he mentioned the heft to it, he's got all this armor, and this design is so clean on this action figure. I am very impressed with the level of detail, how accurately they captured the Phantom Ranger. I actually pre-ordered two of this guy. I don't know why I pre-ordered two, but I pre-ordered two. So they keep saying that they have like these stories that they want to tell with the figures and these releases. So in the same wave, they are releasing Cassie, the in-space Pink Ranger, completely new head sculpt. She's got the satellite stunner with this amazing sound wave effect piece and the Astro Blaster.
My favorite part of this figure is that effect piece to go with the satellite stunner. Like, it looks so good.
It looks amazing.
They did such a great job on it, and that's what they commented on. Like, Emily was super impressed with the effect piece, and it's such a unique effect piece for this line instead of a different recolor of another effect piece.
Yeah.
And, you know, if I had my way, I wouldn't have as many effect pieces, you know, maybe put more accessories. But I think at this point in Wave 10, they found a nice balance of effect pieces and accessories, especially because Phantom Ranger, obviously he doesn't have a alternate head because his identity is still a secret. So they included like the Ruby effect piece. They included another color version of that like chest explosion that came with the putties and now the cogs. So I'm glad they're finding this balance between accessories and the actual details of the figure, and that very unique effect piece for Cassie is just awesome.
I kind of want to point out that I don't understand why they said it was a new head sculpt, because we have not gotten a Cassie before. So
right,
what's up with that? Like, they did make that a point, and I don't quite understand why.
Unless they're teasing
a Turbo Pink?
Turbo?
I know.
Right.
That'd be neat.
But also, Josh, he put on the Lightning Fig PR Twitter account, the resemblance to Patricia Jolly is a little, it's debatable. The resemblance is a little debatable between that and the head sculpt. But Josh put up a comparison between Miranda Cosgrove and this figure. And now I can't unsee it.
Oh my God. Something that someone else said was like, why is Miss Fairweather?
Seriously, some of these head sculpts, they get so good. And then some of them, it's like, I don't understand what's going on. Like, the rest of the in-space ones pretty much look good. I mean, Ashley's got that weird smile, but other than that, the rest of them look pretty good. Cassie?
Yeah.
It's Miranda Cosgrove.
Now, one detail that many people have pointed out, and it's kind of an unfortunate part of this release, Pink does not have the white bands on her shoulder. You know, she is the final in-space Ranger, and to have this final inconsistency, the problem is it's on the render of the box, and it's not on the figure. And I really hope that they corrected this before it started mass production, because it's like they get 90% of the way there and then they just fall off on whatever small detail. And we did a whole freaking article about the inconsistencies in the Lightning Collection with Big Mike.
The thing that has me holding out a little bit of hope for corrections is that a lot of the figures that John was showing, you could see, like, what is it, like, model markings or prototype marks.
It says reject or prototype. I noticed on one of the helmets, like, printed right at the top, it said reject or whatever.
Yeah.
So that gives me a little bit of hope.
Because they did fix the Lost Galaxy Blue when everyone was like, that's messed up. They ended up fixing that before it became mass produced. So
they did.
Crossing my fingers, hoping for the best.
Yeah, I'm hoping for the best too. And that's something that they do have some time to correct. But this small detail, when we're so close to completing a team, I know we still have the Silver Ranger that we need a figure of, but I'd really hate to see that inconsistency carry through when the Yellow Ranger is like right there. Like, yeah. Come on. Well, speaking of a Yellow Ranger, the last in Wave 10 is Tanya, Zeo Ranger 2 Yellow. The Zeo team is now complete with Tanya and Wave 10. And I think out of all of these, the absolute spot on perfect head sculpt for Tanya.
Yeah.
Hands down.
And like they said, the makeup on it too. I think they said it's the inkjet, the new inkjet method that they're doing. It looks fantastic.
Tanya looks incredible. They also mentioned the makeup for Cassie. This just knocks it out of the park. I think it looks exactly like Nakia Barise back in the 90s. I think it's a fabulous figure. Tanya is such a key member of not only Turbo, but of Zeo. And that really gives me hope that maybe they're going to be doing Turbo soon, because we still have like two team members of Turbo here. Isn't this cool? I mean, there's kind of like maybe hinting at Turbo. We got Phantom Ranger, and even though the packaging says in space Phantom Ranger, he had a bigger role in Turbo.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't remember who mentioned it during the Fan First Friday, during like all the live tweetings, but someone was like, all this happened during Turbo.
Right.
Why is he called In Space Phantom Ranger? Everything that they're referencing happened during Turbo, but...
Yeah, it's a weird choice, and I don't know if they're doing that because they're, A, either trying to avoid Turbo, or they have plans for Turbo. But, you know, you've got Cassie from the second generation Turbo team. You've got Tanya from the first iteration of the Turbo team. And that kind of points to what you said earlier, AP, about them saying that this was a new, quote unquote, Cassie's head sculpt. And the only reason that they would say that is if they're planning to do a Turbo release.
Yeah.
When was the Turbo movie? Because I feel like if they're saving that for an anniversary year.
Was it 96?
96 or 97, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it came out in 97. So if they did would that be a 25th anniversary? That would be 2022?
Yeah, next year would be 25th anniversary.
So maybe they're saving Turbo for an anniversary. Like, hey, remember the movie 25 years ago? And that's why I think they're prepping, like with Cassie,
yeah,
with Tanya, I think they're prepping us for a Turbo release.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so, because Turbo has a lot of faults, but it's still one of my favorite seasons, and it has some of the neatest looking suits too. And I kind of really want to see them in a Lightning Collection form.
Oh, me too. Absolutely. Like, you know, Turbo is a mixed bag season for a lot of people, but there's no denying that the second half really improved. And I love that second team of Turbo Rangers, but you know, I like that there was still a transition. And God, if we could get Turbo figures, I really love those suits. Like, say what you will about the series, but those suits, even like Car Ranger, those were fantastic suits.
I love the chrome car grill type situation they got going on the helmets and the headlights and all the patches and the belt buckles. I love that.
And look, it still has carryovers from the Mighty Morphin team.
Mm-hmm.
That's still another Tommy that they can release.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want to, you know, keep milking and pushing M&PR and keep that line going, I'd love to see the Turbo Ranger come with both TJ and a Tommy head.
And have the Blue Ranger 2-pack. One of them is the adult-sized Blue Ranger, and the second one is Justin.
Now, I would love if they did Kid Justin head sculpt, but you could put it on the big body, and that would be the most cursed image ever. Weird.
It's like that one morphing sequence that they had at the beginning.
Yeah. That would be super weird. So that's Wave 10. I've got it pre-ordered already, so they got my money. I'm sure we'll get a press release at some point. It's probably already up on our site, and we'll have all the links to where you can purchase those. But there is one more Lightning Collection release that we need to talk about pre-order. They are continuing the monster line at least one more time, and they are giving us Eye Guy. Classic, creepy villain Eye Guy.
I'm so, like, yeah, I want this one.
Zach basically spoke this one into existence.
But... I kind of did back in the day, like, way, way back when they first started the Lightning Collection.
Way back. He doesn't have any poppable eyes, but he has something, I think, which is just as gross, because they have two blast effect pieces, and one is essentially you have to take out his eyeball, like almost like taking out a contact lens.
Yeah.
And put in this blast effect piece. It's super weird, and I'm glad that Emily mentioned how super weird it is, because it's creepy if you think about it. But I know that the monster line is kind of debatable for a lot of fans, because it's a contention point, because it is so out of scale with the Rangers. They are a lot larger, and people were mentioning for this live stream that it's like the team was almost bragging that this was even bigger than King Sphinx. And so the scale is just, they showed it next to like a Mighty Morphin Yellow.
Yeah.
And the Ranger was just dwarfed by this figure.
This is like a giant hulking hunk of plastic.
They mention it is super heavy. It also comes with alternate hands, and it also comes with like his floating eyeball monster form.
Yeah. The eye stalk.
Yeah. The eye stalk, which again, super creepy. The eyeball actually blinks. You can move the eyelid up and down.
Oh, ew.
Yeah, I love it. I love how gross it is.
I'm like, ew, and Zach's like, I love it.
Yeah, like that's, honestly, like when they showed off the eyelid opening and closing, I'm just like, yes, this is the gross crap I wanted.
To be fair, though, Pumpkin Wrapper scares me more than Eye Guy.
Oh, I know.
Eye Guy's a little gross, but Pumpkin Wrapper is more scary. So, I don't know. Why can't they just release Nasty Knight? I'm cool with that one.
Nasty Knight would be cool. So, with Eye Guy, I can definitely see people's issues with this figure. It does feel a little flat in terms of paint. I think if there was at least a black wash applied to this, it would make all those, like, details super pop.
Yeah.
And, you know, not all the eyeballs are painted, and I get that. That would be painter's nightmare for that. But I think a black wash would go a long way to really make the details of this figure pop, because I think the sculpt itself looks incredible. It's highly detailed.
Really? It looks really nice. If I was into the monsters, or more specifically Eye Guy, then I would be all about this figure. It looks really nice, other than like the small little missing tidbits, but you know.
Yeah, exactly. So to round out the Lightning Collection, they did a tease, and I think they did a really bad job at hiding the fact of what this is, because I had it full screen on my monitor, which is like a 32-inch monitor, and they didn't fully do the silhouette for this figure. It's Ninjetti.
Yeah.
We're getting Ninjetti.
That's cool.
I knew as soon as I saw like how baggy the outline of the figure was, and I was like, there's only one kind of Power Rangers outfit that has that much excess cloth, and that's Ninjetti.
Yeah, and they did mention in the stream that when the product announcements come in for Power Month, they said that we are approaching the 100th figure in the Lightning Collection. And when they said that, like, oh, you know, the fans will have to correct me if I'm wrong, I felt like they were specifically calling out Josh from Lightning Fig PR, because he's been keeping such a great track of all of this. But how full circle would that be? Because this was tinged white and gold, because the first Lightning Collection figure was Tommy White MMPR. And if the 100th is white Ninjetti Tommy.
Yeah.
I would actually be totally okay with that.
Yeah.
I realize Ninjetti isn't like a full civilian figure, but it's closer to one.
It's closer.
I think that's cool too.
Trust me, if they ever got to the point where they're doing like civilian SPD with those amazing uniforms,
that would be so cool.
I'd be first in line for that. Speaking of which, where the hell is SPD yellow?
Exactly. Right? Like what happened?
What is the holdup? Because if you want to talk about complete Lightning Collection teams, give us yellow. Well, I mean, not complete, because we still need Cat Ranger. 100% if she gets a figure, I'm ordering like 10 of those. But no, seriously, Z, she's the last B squad member.
Yeah.
And the fact that we got all of A squad before finishing out B squad, come on.
Do you think it has something to do with image rights? Because weren't they union at that point? That's the only thing I can think of, is maybe there's a hole up with like the civilian head sculpt.
Which would suck because, yeah, I don't know. That would be the only thing I think of, unless they're spacing it out a little bit.
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of that they might see as a moral hang-up is that the actress went on to do, like, burlesque in L.A.
I don't think that would matter.
It shouldn't matter, but some companies are very like, oh, well, we don't want to associate with that kind of thing, so no.
I mean, all that I'll say is the only figures that I can maybe think of them not doing based on the actor's behavior afterwards is Wild Force Red.
And maybe Ninja Storm Red.
Maybe Ninja Storm Red. That situation's still a little less known, but still.
I get it. I get how obviously Wild Force Red Ranger, but if they're going to make certain calls on certain actors, I think that's unfair. Mm-hmm. I still want these figures. I want every Ranger figure. Yeah, and
I agree.
If it's a rights issue or whatever excuse, then don't release a head sculpt for that figure. Like, who cares? Or change it just enough. And, you know, certainly, I mean, the first Rocky figure we got was Zio Blue. I mean, that looked nothing like Steve Cardenas, yet we still got the figure. And Hasbro is no stranger to re-releasing these figures and correcting things. So, you know, whatever rights they have to clear up, or if they're even clearing up any rights at all, or if it's bad behavior, I really don't think the actions of an actor should prevent a release from happening. Because what are you, that is, that mean you're not never going to touch that whole team, or you're never going to complete a team just because the base of one person's actions? Mm-hmm. I think that's unfair.
Yeah, or at least just release the figure without a civilian head. If nothing more.
At the end of the day, they're Power Rangers. And, you know, I'd rather have a complete B squad of my favorite season with SPD.
Oh, yeah.
Than, you know, not having a Z figure. So
you get no argument out of me on that one. They absolutely should do that.
You bring up a good point. If that is something that they're considering, I think Hasbro should really take a look at that in terms of rethinking that. Because, I mean, at some point, an actor's going to do something wrong, or, I mean, we're all humans, but this goes back to me, you know, saying, you know, separate the character from the actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the only thing I could see if it is an image rights issue is an actor that hated being on the show so much that they would refuse Hasbro.
Yeah.
And if that was the case, then just release the figure without a civilian head.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a simple solution. So they moved on to the Dino Fury product announcements, and we had a familiar face with Jordan, who's doing production design for the Dino Fury line. And we saw him at one point, I think last October, when they were first talking about the Dino Fury Megazord stuff. So for the combining Zords, they actually showed off the packaging. This will be a late summer, early fall. Jordan did mention all of the challenges they had in producing these, and I think was all due to COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Especially the production, if they're making these in China or a similar overseas country. just the back and forth with the tooling and the prototypes, but they are coming. They fully showed off the packaging. It has Hasbro's new open packaging with less plastic, which is their goal to help the environment. So I think that's cool. The open packaging, it was shelled and protected enough where I think that it's not going to be an issue to damage the figures or the Zords in this case. So there will be three packs to form the main Megazord. There's the T-Rex Champion Zord, which is a standalone release, and then the two packs with Tricera Blade and the Stego Spine Zords, as well as the Ankylo Hammer and Tiger Claw Zords. So I think they looked amazing. I'm really interested to see the quality in this. I think they've worked really, really hard on this. You can tell that, I mean, throughout that presentation, even though Jordan was talking, you could hear John in the background, like super excited. He's like, yes. And like, woo, like, let's go.
Yeah.
And because this is his wheelhouse is mecha and transforming robots.
Yeah. And the packaging looks so clean on these too. I really love the design, the graphic art on the boxes. Definitely, this is a line I'm looking forward to just because, like I said, way back when we first found out about Dino Fury, like I had no interest in Ryu Soldier, but I always did like, I thought the mech designs were really cool. And so having, you know, now getting them in America through Hasbro and having them basically have the exact same functionality as the ones from Japan, like that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited to have a somewhat, like what Zach said, like a more affordable version of that. I like how it's not all bundled together. So if you don't want to get the whole Megazord or if you just want one of the Zords, it's a little bit easier to do that too. Because I was actually not too long ago looking at maybe buying just the Green Tiger Zord, the Japanese release. And that's like hundreds of dollars for one thing. I realize it's bigger and more detailed, but that's just, I can't do that.
Actually, it's not that big. I ordered from Japan, I ordered the pink and blue just because I didn't have DX versions of those keys.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not that big. But when I saw Greens, the Japanese price for the DX toy, I was shocked. It was like freaking $90 and close to $100. I'm like, for what? Was it like short packed? I have no idea the details on that Japanese release, but that price was redonkulous.
Yeah, I'm just imagining it's bigger than the Hasbro release. I'm picturing the Hasbro release being smaller than the Japanese ones. Not that the Japanese ones were huge.
Well, I've got pink and blue for the Japanese versions, and what I saw on today's stream, I think the Hasbro ones are comparable, like almost the same size.
That's even better then.
Yeah.
That's even better then if I can get like a somewhat comparable.
They were either the same size or the Hasbro ones are actually slightly bigger.
Okay. Okay, I'm for that.
Yeah, we're just so used to Bandai like shrinking everything down and making it crappy.
I just want a little green tiger. Like that's all that I want. It's just a little green tiger sword. So
well, you're gonna get your green tiger.
I know.
But what was really cool was they showed the gray model prototypes for wave two of the Zords coming next spring with the Mosa Razor Zord, which is Gold's, and the Terra Freeze Zord.
They looked amazing. Those
look incredible.
Even in grayscale, like that Mosa Razor Zord in battle mode looked so cool.
Yeah, it was so sharp. I'm not even a Zord person, and these are all so tempting to me right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm all for the Zords. I did not buy the Beast Morphers Zord. As much as I love that series, I just couldn't justify it. And it was Hasbro's first design with actual combining Zords. And just for the price point and how big and like didn't look like the show, I really didn't dip into the Beast Morphers Zords. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad I made that decision because there was a whole Zord that they didn't make in toy form. And at least with these because this is what John Warden is working on. And I'm just a sucker for dinosaurs. Like, I literally have the entire Bandai Dino Charge Zord line because Bandai did an amazing job with those Zords. But Hasbro, with these prototypes and with the finished ones I'm looking at, this will be the first time in many years, I think since Dino Charge, that I'm going all in on American Zords.
This is going to be the first time I'm going to buy an American Zord, like, period. Mm-hmm. So they just look amazing.
What I love about these gray prototypes is when they're grayed out like this, you cleanly see all of the detail, all of the panel yes. lines, all of the small features that they sculpted. Yes. And the Mosa Razor and the Terra Freeze look freaking incredible. I am so excited for this.
They just have so much detail. I'm genuinely impressed.
And I have no idea if we're going to get one of the other auxiliary Zords that happened in the Netflix premieres that we'll talk about, but there are more auxiliary Zords, and I hope that they're also working on those, whether it's a wave 3 for the fall, because I would love if Hasbro completed a line from a show.
Yeah.
But what they also showed was the 6-inch basic figures. They showed off the individual packaging for Ion, the Gold Ranger. I'm a little jealous because Jordan said that he's watched Ion's premiere episode. And I'm like, oh, man, like, I want to watch that now. But also we got the Void Knight figure, and all of them come with the keys and their signature weapon and accessories. With the Gold Ranger, his bladed weapon and blaster can combine and separate, which I thought was a neat point for, you know, the 6-inch basic figures. And Void Knight comes with the shield and sword, and Void Knight more and more reminds me of Wolzard / Korag from Mystic Force. Yeah.
Just to play devil's advocate again.
Sure.
The only thing that kind of disappoints me about these two figures is it looks like they're missing. I mean, they are missing paint, but it's pretty yeah. obvious that they're missing paint, these two.
It's really noticeable yes, on Void Knight.
It is. And I think Josh keeps mentioned it on Twitter, but Ion's got a wrist morpher, and he right. doesn't have a wrist morpher. So
that was something that was definitely weird. Like, he's not supposed to have a wrist
morpher. Clearly, like, a basically they only molded the head and probably just used sure. the same body mold. That's all that is.
They could have easily just have remolded the forearm, but yeah, that's something where the detail is off. Look, not all of these releases are perfect, and I don't think anything would be 100% perfect. What I did appreciate on Void Knight, though, and they called it out, was that unlike some past villain figures in the basic line, Void Knight actually has full Ranger articulation, and that includes the splits, because before in the basic line, especially like with Blaze and Roxy, they don't have that. It's like a basic T slot for the hips where the legs can only go backwards and forwards. There's no like side split action mm-hmm. like that. So I'm glad that, you know, they included that for Void Knight, like full articulation in the legs for full posability. Yeah. But yeah, his chest looks super flat.
I mean, I already mentioned it on Twitter, so people have already seen me say this, but it's even more disappointing to see these basic line figures be like this because of how mm-hmm. spot on all of the Beast Morphers figures were. The details, right. the details on those were pretty much perfect. For the yeah. most part, there was, of course, still some little paint details that were missing, but nothing that was like super noticeable like this. This is just very obvious.
Yeah, it's a little disappointing, to be sure. Hello, future Eric here. I just wanted to point out that since recording this episode, Hasbro has stated that the Izzy and Javi Green and Black Ranger figures will be released as individual releases at a later date. This was confirmed through the Hasbro contact with Hassan Ahmed 120. So we're getting individualized green and black figures. So you're just going to hear a lot of us complaining when we didn't know that that was the case. So a lot of people were wondering about Izzy and Javi, and there was a leak of those figure, like the individual figures, and they also showed it on the stream, the individual figures for black and green. And everyone was hoping that obviously that, you know, they might be part of wave two with Ion and Void Knight, but you find out that wave two just has Void Knight, Ion, and then the red and the blue Rangers again.
And the blue Ranger's not even fixed.
The blue Ranger's helmet is not fixed. That's disappointing. But how are we going to get those? And they said that they're going to be locked to an Amazon exclusive, the Dino Fury team pack, which as of right now is the only way to get Izzy and Javi, but also the only way to get all the Rangers Chroma Fury sabers, because the basic figures do not have the sword. It's just got a made up weapon exclusive to that figure. This pack will be an Amazon exclusive. As I said, it also comes with the battle belt buckle, which can fit one key. And it also includes, obviously, all the keys for the Rangers. I think this is a really bad decision.
I am genuinely hoping it's like what Adam said, that maybe it's just they're locked for now, and hopefully later down the line they get individual releases. But if they're truly locked to this team pack, that is, it's so stupid.
The thing about this being locked is it's a double-edged sword for me, because I like the individual releases, because I like the packaging. I like that artwork. I actually keep the back of those boxes and the, like, I try to cut out the plastic so I can keep the front, because I genuinely like those illustrations. And I like that the individual Rangers get focus. What if you're a kid and Dino Fury Green is your absolute favorite Ranger, but you can't get it because your parents don't want to shell out the money for an exclusive pack with all of these?
That's also why I'm hoping they eventually get individual releases. It just seems like a very missed opportunity if they don't. Mm-hmm. Just for kids in the toy aisle being like, oh, wow, look at black and green, I want those. Or even just collectors who already have pink, blue, and red. They don't want to have to buy a whole team pack again, necessarily, unless they really want the sabers. But it's a weird decision if they're permanently locked to this team pack.
I just read what Adam said. He said, I went back and listened again. Jordan said you can find them later this fall as part of the Amazon exclusive Dino Fury team pack. One thing Hasbro and other companies love to do is highlight what's exclusive in a package. That didn't happen here. Only was never used. But still, my problem with that is their main weapon is part of this pack, because the individual figures don't have that. So what's the deal? Because I'm going to try to buy this pack anyway, because I don't want to miss out on Javi and Izzy. But then what? I'm going to go back and buy the individual. Like, I'm double dipping. And I think Hasbro is counting on that. And either way, I think that is a poor choice. If you want to say to people, hey, this will be available later individually, but they're not going to do that. They want their money. I get it. They're a business. I don't have to like this decision, but it sucks to get burned as this as a collector, because even though I did get the Dino Fury first wave as part of something that Hasbro sent me, there are many people out there who bought this first wave of 6-inch figures hoping, like, oh man, I can't wait for wave two, and we're gonna get Javi, Izzy, Void Knight, and Aeon, and then they announce this. So I totally understand the reaction, because I'm reacting like that too.
Yeah, it's like it would have been better if it happened after the single releases. Like, sure, release an Amazon exclusive team pack with the Chroma Fury Sabers, whatever. But it would make more sense, just comprehension purposes, really, if it happened after the individual releases like it did with other seasons.
Right.
That way you're not forced to double dip just to have a complete team already. You can just buy the team pack if you want the team pack. You're not forced to buy the team pack.
Yeah.
This team pack is good for me as somebody who doesn't own any of the figures yet.
Yeah. Same here.
But, perfect. But yeah, no, the people who already, like the first adopters who bought first wave, like they're going to be double dipping for this. Or like the people like Vaughn, who was talking about, I want to buy three Izzy's. It's like, well, now buying three Izzy's means buying three of these packs of just 15 Rangers, and that's not going to be feasible.
Right.
Yeah.
Like my little niece, my little three-year-old niece who is liking Power Rangers now, and I said, oh, I'll get the Green Ranger for her because green is her favorite color. I can't do that because there's not a single release Green Ranger figure. It's just in this pack for right now. So hopefully what little Adam said is true, and we're going to be getting individual releases later on down the line. But if this is the only way to get them, that's poor consumer treatment.
It's not great.
I would understand if they were maybe secondary characters, but they are part of the whole squad.
Yes.
And I just genuinely hope that they do get individual releases after this. If that is the case, I'm struggling to understand why you would release the team pack before the individual releases. And especially as an Amazon exclusive, because basically everybody shops on Amazon now. But right. Still, like for a little kid, like I said, like a kid going down the toy store aisle, what have you, you can't go down the Amazon aisle and see that Amazon has this.
Right. Like, that's another thing that kind of irritates me about this is we've all had shipping problems with Amazon, boxes getting crushed. And I mean, they showed off the packaging. This packaging is like super bare bones. It's just like logo, black and white. It's clear that there was like no effort put into this packaging because it's meant to be like an exclusive mass release thing that they can just ship out.
And that makes me think too, that maybe there will be an individual release later because they're just kind of packing them all in this basic box. The figure's got to come from somewhere.
Yeah, so it's like either way, I'm going to be buying these because I want Izzy and Javi. But for me, who does like that packaging, well, now I'm going to have to buy the individual releases too. And, you know, why do I need two Izzy's? I'm not like Vaughn. I don't need like Izzy's everywhere. It sucks if you're already someone who is a fan that collects everything first and needs to get it first.
Yeah.
I feel like I just got shortchanged for something I didn't need to be shortchanged on. I feel like I'm being punished as someone who said, well, I'm going to buy these first because I want to support Dino Fury.
It's like what I wanted to do, like personally, what my plan was, nothing against the red, blue, and pink Rangers, but I just wanted a black and green. I was going to buy two green ones so that I could keep one in the package and have one just kind of sitting on my desk. And now I can't really do that just yet. First world problems type situation. But it's just a little disappointing because now I got to think, oh, hey, now I got to buy this whole team pack that I didn't really want to do. So,
yep. Well, we'll see. I mean, 2022, there's still like one more year of Dino Fury. Who knows what else they'll release? We still have potentially the Brown Ranger from Rue Soldier. I don't know if they're going to work that into Dino Fury, but if they do, I mean, that's another potential Ranger type release that they could do. Yeah, I mean, there's possibilities for an individual release. I just think that I think it's justifiable that people are upset about this because it just seems like a strategy where they're going like, huh, we got you because this is the only way to get a belt buckle and the Chroma Fury Sabers and green and black for now. And it's like, I don't like that. I get that you're excited as a Hasbro team, but I hope they realize that people are going to hold off on buying future basic figures if this is the trend that they're setting. Mm-hmm. So I just hope that they keep that in mind.
And also, it's just, if these figures are targeted to kids, like they said several times on this stream, mm-hmm. making it an online exclusive, it doesn't make much sense.
Nope.
It really doesn't.
Nope. And I don't know if, you know, they're going to be like, mommy, Amazon exclusive. And the they're parents not. Is like, well,
they're not.
Yeah, they're not. They're not, because a lot of kids, it's still shopping in the stores, something that you can see on the shelf and go, mm-hmm. oh, my God, I want that.
The kids are not looking at the fan sites being like, oh, wow, it's an Amazon exclusive. Got to tell my parents. Not doing that unless the parents are doing that for the kids. And I kind of doubt that.
I doubt it. Anyways, I want to move on from
these figures. No, go move on, because I'm just getting, it's getting all in my head now, and it ain't good. Yeah.
So, the Chroma Fury Saber, we did get a press release on that last month. There was an official announcement. We got official press images, and there's this, I think it's an amazing action, where, because in the show, there's so much on a focus that they're called Chroma Fury Sabers. Obviously color is a big part. Every time they morph and pull out the swords are glowing like freaking lightsabers. John said, oh, we work closely with the team in New Zealand. And I'm like, okay, because they're named Chroma Fury in the show, the visual effects team puts emphasis that these swords light up.
Yep.
And I don't think they light up as much in Rusoldier. Granted, I didn't watch all of Rusoldier, but I swear to God, every time these Rangers morph, they're glowing like freaking lightsabers from Star Wars.
Yep.
And so I think it's amazing that the toy, it's not only a little bit larger than the Japanese version, although the Japanese release, they did a memorial edition, which, you know, the blade's life size and all that stuff. I know originally a lot of people were like, oh my God, it doesn't read the keys. What a joke, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, the keys aren't like the main focus of what this is. This incorporates this amazing color reading technology.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I love when he busted out the like swath of paints.
The Pantone.
Yeah.
He busted out a Pantone color swatch booklet. And as a graphic designer, I know what that is.
Yeah.
And he was choosing specific colors, and the freaking toy was matching those colors.
Like, that makes me want to get not only the Chroma Fury Saber, but also one of those Pantone swatches to just be able to do right. that on my own.
It's amazing. As a kid, I mean, what kid doesn't love a lightsaber? This is Hasbro's wheelhouse. I mean, they have the Star Wars license, mm-hmm. and to have this LED technology that I think it's brilliant how they placed it at the base of the sword.
Yeah.
Like it's hidden. It's not some extra attachment or whatever. And it's this incredible technology that scans the color exactly and replicates it as best as it can. From that initial press release, I know there was a lot of fans that were like, we don't even know if the key can go inside the thing.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And it does.
Yeah, it does.
It does. They mention that blatantly, and that's why I tweeted out. I'm like, and you can put the keys in the mouth. Yeah. So you're replicating what you're seeing on the show. The keys don't have to be red. I know the Japanese version reads the individual keys, but you have that functionality in the Morpher. If you want to keep this at the $30 price point, it can't light up and read the keys.
And do color scan.
Yeah.
I still think the color scanning is the coolest thing.
Is this the first time we've seen this technology implemented in Hasbro toys? Because, like, yes. I would not be surprised if they carry this over to some variation of a lightsaber toy.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. be the Jedi or Sith you want to be with color scan technology. And
that's what I love about what Hasbro is taking these technologies and moving them across lines. We first heard of the pinless joints from their Fortnite announcement at PulseCon. And now we see that in the Phantom Ranger.
Yeah.
Yep.
And now you've got this color scanning technology. I say it's like a lightsaber. And Zach, you're saying, oh my God, if they put this in a lightsaber toy, I mean, I would buy one of those as a lightsaber.
Yeah, seriously, like, come on, a lightsaber that could be any color I wanted. awesome.
It's like endless playability there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I just want to point out something that Emily said on the stream. She said, if it can't match the color, it doesn't just like stop. It will cycle right through like a whole bunch of colors and kind of do like a almost like a rainbow type thing situation.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool too. Like it doesn't, it won't just go bloop bloop and then like turn off. It will like, it will just do like, it'll do right something.
That's that playability. And it does have that ability where it does sounds as well. So
yeah.
I think for $30 with this scanning technology, you can still hold the keys in the mouth and the kids can replicate exactly what they see on screen, mm-hmm, because the emphasis in the show isn't about the keys like saying something. All they do is they say it. They say like, you know, snot key or whatever, yeah, and they insert it. Like the blade doesn't say that. Whereas I know that's different from the Sentai. So in the show, they leaned towards the colors. And now in this toy, they have the colors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great.
I agree.
I think it's just so cool because I mean, there's not like a Dino Fury yellow ranger, but you can scan something yellow and have a yellow sword. And oh my gosh.
Yep.
I'm not even the type of person to buy the roleplay items at all. Mm-hmm. The only Power Rangers roleplay item that I do have is one of the Super Mega Force Morphers, and that's because I found it at basically like a thrift store for $4, and I couldn't pass that up.
You also have the Nerf Blaster for...
Oh, I do have that, but I'm not...
Beast Morphers.
To be fair, I'm not totally counting that. That's more like That's a roleplay item, but it's also just like super fun. And I love it. And I wanted a Nerf gun anyway, so that just, like, killed two birds with one stone. But no, like, I'm thinking of actually buying this sword because it's so, just that functionality is so cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, definitely on my list of wants for sure.
And then my sister's about to have a little baby boy. When he grows up, I can let him play with the sword and kind of piss my sister off a little bit. So...
See, it works on all levels.
Yes. I can be that aunt that lets the kid play with swords.
So, yeah, I'm very excited about the potential for this technology. I will be buying one of these, actually. I did not buy any of the role play for Beast Morphers aside from the Nerf Blaster. I did get the Morpher because I thought that was a really cool technology. But, yeah, I definitely want to pick up this Chroma Fury saber for sure. Because, I mean, I'm an adult and I'm like, ooh, colors. Like, ooh, let me scan colors.
Even if I end up selling it later on, I'm an adult, but I still, like, really want to scan some things and I want to do that. So,
like, yeah, I'll definitely play with this for a few hours and be like, wee!
Yeah, basically.
I feel like a kid again. Yeah. So we do have some fan comments. I know we tweeted this out, you know, only a couple hours before we actually recorded, but I still wanted to get some initial fan reactions for this Fan First Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And thankfully we have some amazing listeners that are really active on Twitter and are always willing to share their thoughts. So we're going to go through some listener comments right now. So Jessica Jaguar at Jet Jag said, I love how Hasbro cuts any excitement I could feel in half when they announced that I'll have to buy figures I already own to get a full team again for the main toy line. Who does that?
Joshua Aaron Moore at Kentucky Jam said, good. Wave 10 looks fun. Love that they tapped Legacy Wars imagery for Phantom Ranger. He's got the best of the year potential, in my opinion. Also, two females. Bad. After the latest Dino Fury 5-pack, I wish I'd just bought Amelia and called it a day, not supporting that crap. Mixed feelings. Eye Guy looks fantastic, but hard to pay full $30 retail price after seeing the last two monsters warm shelves last year. That and scale continues to concern mightily. Prediction: Ninjetti White is revealed as 100th Lightning Collection figure. MMPR White was the first.
Adam at Little Adam 87 said, love the Lightning Collection reveals. Looking forward to the Dino Fury Zords 2. This is what I expected to be revealed for today. Power Month is going to be very interesting.
Our good friend of the show, C. Martinez at Steve Martinez 90 said, the wave looks cool. One hand, cool to finish teams. and the mix is cool. On the other hand, I wish they would just finish Beast Morphers. We are so close to finishing them. iGuy will be a pass for me. Just seems the monster figures are always on sale. Also, where's my Rhino Ranger toy?
At Sentai5 said, I'll take all the Phantom Rangers and Void Knights, please. Defective ones are welcome.
Chris Jones at Mr. Jones said, time to buy another box set with three figures I already own, LOL. And then in reply to that, Daniel Chavon said, or at Shadow of the Pika said, this is why I'm glad I'm poor, because I waited on the other three. I can get them all in a set later on.
Doug at Icky Bully said, man, I would have lost my and begged like full tantrum mode as a kid for that White Ranger car. I might need to get it as a gift for my 6-year-old self.
Cordell DeWare at C. DeWare said, Phantom Ranger is a day one buy. Sucks that Dinofury green and black, plus all the Ranger's main swords are locked in the 5-pack. The swords look rad, though. Hopefully next series they can get them out sooner during the season.
At Zero Flame 16 said, more in space, yay!
Excel Hedge said, missed the live stream, but the Lightning Collection and Dino Fury Megazord look great. Kind of wish they would announce a Hasbro Dragon Zord to go with the Hasbro MMPR Megazord that was released earlier. As far as the Tiger Electronics game coming back, re-release the bar codes version, you cowards. Oh, wait, I remember barcodes. Like, it would scan, like, actual barcodes on items and give you, like, power-ups and stuff. I remember that handheld game. Yeah. Oh, my God. That takes me back. Holy crap. I just had, like, a flash of that freaking thing.
AJ at Toku Muffin said, I love the Lightning Collection figures. I'm honestly not too mad about the whole team pack, as I don't collect the basic figures, but it's still a weird decision. The Zords look great.
Chris Wormskirch at Chris Worms said, if they want to keep making such giant monsters, I'd love to see them do monsters that are actually that big, like the Black Dragon.
Oh my God. Black Dragon from the comics would
That'd be
incredible.
Awesome.
Garrett Marsh at GMMM Irie said, I'm happy for all the new releases. It's about time for some. Just wish they use Phantom for Turbo. I want something from Turbo.
Edward Sanchez at Edward is so cool said, I'm so happy that Tanya is finally getting her own figure.
Ben Hunt at Hunnuts 20 said, where's our blue Zio weapons?
And I quote tweeted him and said, if I were to be a betting man, I would think that they might be released with Ninjetti Rocky. Because they did say at Hasbro Pulse Fan Fest that the Zio Blue Tomfas would be released somehow with either another figure or another pack. So I think it would make sense to do it, especially if we're getting Ninjetti. Rocky was Ninjetti. Yeah. So I think they would sneak those in there. Rocky, speaking of Rocky, Rocky at Rocky 2815 Golden said, I thought it was a good Fan First Friday. I'm looking forward to the Green Dino Charge Ranger and Phantom Ranger for the Lightning Collection Wave 10. The Dino Fury Zord and announcement, grayscale prototype photos of the Mossa Zord. I didn't expect the Terra Free Zord. That was cool.
Von Bamba at Mr. Cooper 92 said, I love the Phantom Ranger reveal, but kind of disappointed about the Dino Fury 5-pack. No more 3 Izzy's. Sad face.
Tyrannosaurus Moth, a.k.a. T.S. Moth at Tyrannosaur Moth said, great reveals all around with some very cool variety. Standout for me was definitely iGuy. Love absolutely everything about him, and it has me hoping they'll be able to go the distance with the monster line.
Yeah, so anything else that you guys want to discuss about any of these? I think we did a pretty extensive review on all of this.
Oh, yeah.
I loved how they did not do corny trivia during this Fan First Friday. I mean, I understand why they do it, but it just felt so much smoother without it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like that.
I'm really looking forward to the whole Power Month thing. Like, reveals every week is going to be awesome, and I can't wait for that.
I'm hoping we get a Lightspeed reveal.
That would be nice.
They've been dropping hints lately. And it's kind of...
Or like Mystic Force.
I'm hoping they're actually hints and not just like them mentioning things.
Right. Oh, me too.
I want that Titanium Ranger figure or just any Lightspeed figure would be nice. But a Titanium Ranger Lightning Collection figure would be amazing.
That'd be great.
Amazing. I think that'll about do it for this episode. We will be having an extra episode this month that we're recording about Dino Fury episodes 9 through 11, which are on Netflix. And stay tuned for maybe another surprise release this month. July is packed. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. So Ranger Nation, let us know what you think. If you have questions, you can email us at rangercommandpowerhour@gmail.com or check us out at rangercommand.com. We're on Twitter at rangercommandph and rangercommandpowerhour, all one word, on Instagram and Facebook. You can also review and rate the podcast either through Apple iTunes or wherever you listen. We also have Podchaser. We're on Podchaser, where you can give reviews if you don't listen through Apple Podcasts. But we'd really appreciate any reviews. We love the feedback. We love people rating the show, and it just helps us improve and it helps get us out there. So we'd really appreciate any 5-star reviews. Or we also have a contact form on our site. If you want to be a little bit more anonymous and let us know your thoughts. We had a couple great people reach out to us lately, especially the one I want to shout out because he's been a little bit more active. I want to shout out Jordan H. He reached out to the podcast through our Contact Us forum on our site. He said that he really loved our Good Vibes episode that we did, the positivity episode. He said he picked up our podcast either late last year or early this year and listened to nearly all of it while at work.
Wow.
Oh my
God. That is
that's dedication.
Seven freaking years of podcasting.
I mean, to be honest, even I haven't done that just yet. So. I do listen to the podcast, I can't say I've listened to every episode.
I want to shout out Jordan because I think that's amazing. 7 years of podcasting, over 250 episodes at this point, if you count all the extra episodes. He said he's been a Power Ranger fan all of his life, and I've never had a problem showing it. I appreciate how you guys show love and logical discrepancies to the show. Also, how you push people to be themselves in real life and the community. You guys have a fan in Wisconsin and hope one day to go to a convention to meet people who love a show as much as I do. Best regards.
That is awesome.
And he also left a review on Podchaser. You know, I don't want to feel like I'm calling him out or anything, but really, this was not a great work week for me. And seeing his comment really made my week. So he did leave a review on Podchaser. He said, Ranger Command brings great entertainment with every episode. It helps get me through long work days. You can tell Eric, AP, and Zach are true friends based solely on the rapport that they share over the show that they love.
Aww.
Thank you.
I love it
so much.
I hate to say it, but everybody needs a little pat on the back sometimes, and I...
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I needed that. I needed to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that I tweeted out, but I said, no matter what you listen to, if it's a podcast, if it's an artist, if it's, you know, someone in these smaller fan communities, just reach out to them, especially, like, if they have a podcast, send them an email or give them a review, because nothing makes a creator feel more validated than hearing honest and appreciative feedback. And, you know, we welcome constructive criticism too.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
It's almost like any type of feedback is welcomed, right? Because when you're a smaller scale creator, you don't get too much of that. And it really helps.
And this is like, Jordan is a new fan of the show, and to hear he just started listening to us late last year and has nearly listened to every episode. It's incredible to me. It's incredible to me that there are people out there that we don't even know about because they're either not on social media or whatever. And, you know, he reached out to us through our contact us form. We also have a listener survey. You can also leave comments there. We see that frequently. So it's all on our contact us. We have a listener survey feedback, and really, you know, it's those long days, those long weeks where I think, oh my God, like I'm still doing this. You know, there are days when everyone feels like that, but something like this is definitely recharging. So we'd love to hear your feedback. We'd love to see your reviews. So I'll get off my soapbox now. Thank you, everyone, to listening. Stay tuned to Ranger Command. We've got more great stuff coming up. And that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
You've been listening to the Ranger Command Power Hour, only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network. You can catch a new episode every other Saturday. Find us on the Morphin Grid at www.rangercommand.com. Follow us on Twitter at Ranger Command PH. Like us on Facebook and Instagram at Ranger Command Power Hour. Ranger Command is also on Patreon. Become a patron by pledging as much or as little as you like every month and receive cool perks. By pledging, you are helping us make our show even better. Go to patreon.com/rangercommandph to learn more. Thanks for listening.